Hello everyone, the Berlin group prepared a preparation for this morning lesson along with the Ashkelon Virtual Young Group, 10 number 10 from Almaty and Guadalajara and 1024 Petach Tikva. Go ahead.
Дорогие друзья,
dear friends, we are entering today into a special lesson. Every lesson for us is the more important one, the most profound one. And we, as the United Europe, and that includes the whole world, everyone together, we simply have to, every moment, every lesson, every Congress, and the Bulgarian Congress, we must build this masach between us. We spoke about it during this holiday of Sukkot. Not to put into this waste of self, not to get into this waste of self-love, but to come to a common prayer, attaining faith in the Creator above our reason. Let us build this chisaron, this deficiency together, which Rav spoke of in the recent days. And let us understand that this is the purpose of our life, and we have to come to it with joy, with pleasure, out of adhesion. And this specific path is our goal and nothing else. I'm passing on the microphone to my friend Boaz from Berlin. Hello, Europe. Good morning, Europe. We're all with you, Europe. The great friends of Petach Tikva, the great friends of Russia, USA, Australia. We are all Europe. And as I heard Rav say, our spiritual root is Babylon. And we all come from there. We heard the words of Nimrod, the words of Abraham. Nimrod said that we have to part. And then we chose that solution. Let us listen to the voice of Abraham, who says, the only salvation, the only solution is in the connection. Let us unite our hearts into a new degree. Let us connect our tens. Let us rise to a new degree. And we will discover the Creator in a new degree. And we can do this today. We can do this now. We can do this in the upcoming Congress. Let us not forget that the Creator rewarded us
огромный духовный шаг исправления всего человечества.
by letting us make a huge spiritual step, the correction of the entire humanity. Therefore, a great L'chaim to all of our friends who long to the goal of giving contentment to the Creator. I'm passing on the microphone to our friends from Berlin. Good morning, Petach Tikva. Good morning, World Kli. Degel Machane Ephraim. Parashat Vayet Hanan. The Lord is one and Israel are one. Hence, they are adhered to the Creator, since it befits the One to cling to the One. And when in this, it is when Israel are bundled and attached together in complete unity. At that time, they are regarded as one, and the Creator is upon them, for He is one. But when their hearts divide and they are apart from one another, they cannot be adhered to the One, and the Creator is not on them. Rather, another God is on them. This is implied in the verse, and you who are adhered. Meaning, when you are adhered and united with each other, you are alive, every one of you. When there is one unity, then it befits the one to cling to the one, and the one Creator is upon them. A question for an active workshop. Which kind of efforts can we do during the preparation for the lesson in order to merge our hearts and to enter the lesson in complete unity? Which kind of efforts we can do during the preparation for the lesson in order to emerge our hearts and enter the lesson with complete unity? I don't know which kind of efforts we can do, but what I can say is that this is what we have to do. This is the effort that we have to do, not only during the preparation for the lesson, but throughout the entire lesson to enter as 1 10 with all the friends into the lesson, to be one Kli, to receive everything Rav wants to give us, and to constantly be in it. We have to ask for the reforming light. That is what we want, to fill each other's heart and to come to a complete deficiency. It's always the same preparation, to aim ourselves, to demand, to ask, to be connected. The friends made great preparation in opening their hearts and warming up during the lesson. The friends who spoke from here, who came, and also Berlin. And these are the examples that we need. Every time we wake up, we should renew our intention and the purpose of the lesson. So it's just by the help of the friends. Perhaps to ask the Creator to distance us from ourselves and to bring us closer to the general 10. Just to ask to come to be 1 10. Really have to take example from the friends who spoke, how much, despite the difficulty and lack of desire perhaps, the effort that we have to put in during the morning, how much the greatness of the goal and the greatness of the friend in front of us has to lead us and help us in giving this effort. Not necessarily to attain something, but to make that effort. It's like in spirituality that you do not think of yourself, but you think of others, to ask constantly to be in that tendency, in that concern for the friends and from the friends to the Creator, so that the quality of bestowal will control our hearts. Yeah, to let the Creator into these efforts. Because we can come to complete unity only when we ask, when we pray to the Creator. So we should come to this prayer together.
Question for a silent seminar.
A question for a silent workshop. How do I come during this lesson to a decision that...
Вопрос для семинара в тишине. Как мне...
A question for a silent
question.
How do I come during this lesson to a decision that the deficiency for the connection with the friends to adhere to the Creator, this is the purpose of my life?
Silent workshop. La 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 la